Hello.
Hi, is this Rosary?
Yes, this is Rose. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Rose. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the Penguin Book Writers Compliance Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Yes, I heard that you're going to call today.
Yes. Okay,
I
so,
didn't. Yes.
I'm so sorry. Let me just go ahead and provide you a
Sure,
brief
sure.
insight as to what I know, and then I'm going to let you speak, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, first of all, Rose, I got to know that you just signed up, and I have reviewed your package as well. I believe that you signed up for an editing package, and when we started to actually do the work, you only had the concept for the first chapter. That means we'll have to do the actual writing, if I'm not wrong. Go ahead and explain to me your side of the story, please.
Well, when I did the contract and when I was speaking with David, I heard that I will get help for writing as well because this is my first time and everything. And when I and after I was starting, yes, I only sent it just the summary of the call, a summary of the book, and just like a few pages only yet. And then I was trying to work on it, and I just needed a little bit more help. But now I notice that for doing the ghostwriting or more writings, I need to pay more. But when I was speaking before I was on board, I was notified that it would be that I would get provided all the helps that I need, and I would get provided, and I won't get any additional charges, and so on. But now it sounds like I have to pay more to get more help, and I have to it's just from the start, I didn't even actually do or proceed anything or didn't get anything now because it was just a start. But already I'm just having this issue, so before I proceed more, I just wanted to cancel this contract and just go with something else because currently, I just don't. I trusted the words and the contract, and afterwards, it's just a different story. So for me, I just do not want to proceed anymore. And I heard that if I have any problems or unsatisfied with anything, I would be able to go cancel my contract and get 100% refund. And I didn't even actually do anything with you or proceed anything with you. So I just wanted to stop the contract now.
Thank you so much for the brief explanation, Rose. First of all, I would like to apologize to you for the inconvenience. Let me just clarify a few things for your understanding, and I just want to provide you a good resolution, which is a win-win for you and for us. See, refunding you the amount, it's not a difficult thing for me to do because right now we haven't even started, right? It's the retention and it's you as a customer that matter to us the most, and that is the reason why I'm having this conversation with you at all. Okay? So you've got nothing to worry about. Your money's safe. If you want a refund, we're going to go ahead with that. Okay. Now, Rose, let me just go back. I think that it is just a simple misunderstanding because we being in the industry, we focus on certain jargons, we focus on certain descriptions of the services, right? And you, coming from the outside of the industry, I'm sure it's your first book, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so obviously you don't understand the terminology that well, which makes perfect sense, there's nothing wrong with that, right? But obviously there was a lack of communication, or the person who spoke to you did not clarify some of the things, and that is what caused more problem. And to be very honest with you, Rose, it's not about getting any kind of additional amount. See, whenever there is an additional service, we talk about an additional amount. It's a standard process for any business. I mean, even if you go and upside your meal at McDonald's, even they go ahead and charge you an additional amount, right? So it's not money-oriented right now. Okay, let's go back to your original problem. See, we're not refusing the help. We'll give you all the help that you like. Now, let me explain the difference in between developmental editing and ghostwriting from scratch. developmental editing means that you have some sort of manuscript, a skeleton, a structure, and you need to just paraphrase or maybe expand or reduce in some cases. A lot of the authors come up to us with 600, 800 pages of their book, and they just want to condense the book and bring it down to maybe 300 pages or 250 pages. Okay, so these are like different examples of editing. Now, for an editing process to take place, we need to have the skeleton of the book, a simple manuscript. I'm trying to use simplest vocab here so you understand and you and I, we're on the same page, okay? On the other hand, when we talk about ghostwriting is technically a classic example for that would be let's just say I want to write an autobiography on my life, and I'm just coming up to you, and I'm providing you the concept of it, okay? I have the concept written, and then I'm asking you to write this in a professional tone and also work on the transition of the book as well, because the transition or the flow is very important. You know, every chapter should connect with the next chapter, and the story should actually flow properly, right? So that is another important factor. Now, major difference between the two, I just explained to you. The second difference is that when we are working with a ghostwriting project, that is like writing from scratch, what happens is that, first of all, we need to work on the outline of the book. In other words, we need to decide which chapter would come when and which topic would be discussed in which chapter. So if you're talking about, let's say, my autobiography, we will determine whether our first chapter is going to be about my early childhood or my school life or my college life. That completely depends on me. You know, how I want to open my book and how I want to take that narrative throughout the book. On the other hand, in the editing process, the outline is not required, because obviously if you have a skeleton of a manuscript, that means you have decided which section or which part will go where, right? So this is the major difference in between the two. I don't have any problem accommodating you in terms of having the book ghostwritten, but I would like to ask you a few questions before I, you know, provide you a proper resolution in terms of that, if you don't mind.
Okay. Go on. I'm listening.
Okay, all right. By the way, Rose, you're very sweet and humble. I mean, you're very soft-spoken.
Well, I just feel sorry at the same time, because I did explain everything when I did the contract, I have to start all over again, so I was kind of upset at the same time.
I know. And it happens, you know, Rose. To be very honest, if I was in your place, I would have felt the same. And it's your first time. You know, you need proper guidance. So nothing is falling on you here, all right? We are here to provide you consultation and a proper guidance step by step as to what you need to do next. And I know that it's a new company. You're working with us for the first time. The trust factor will also take some time to develop, especially after such miscommunication. This is prone to happen. You know, you get skeptical. So I don't doubt your feelings, and everything is up and up, okay? So we'll find a resolution for you. Now, let me just go ahead on my questions. I'm so sorry. I talk a lot, and I'm a very talkative person.
No, you're perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, so Rose, I wanted to know, do you have any kind of written material, or is it just a concept that you have in mind?
I wrote this as a diary, so I was trying to spread it out in words, but as I've mentioned before, I'm not an author. It's my first time writing, so I said I really need a lot of help with this. And I was notified that you do the ghostwriting, editing, and proofreading, and everything, so I don't have to worry about it. And I was trying to copy-paste my diary in Word, and just try to summarize only the main things that happened. And but the problem is, like, I was kind of struggling. And then I asked about the ghostwriting part because I am struggling in that position, so I need help in that. And then I was they explained, Carl explained that, oh, for just not editing, but just doing the whole ghostwriting system or doing it that way is a whole different package. And I told what I was spoken and heard before and was informed and promised before. And with the contract as well, and I sent the contract, and he pulled up the contract, and he said, but still, it's a different package, so it will be an additional price. And I...
Okay. No, don't worry about all that. Just scratch it off.
That.
Just scratch that off. You have a diary. That is excellent. That's exactly what we were looking for. See, if you have a diary, this is the skeleton that I was talking about, okay? And you don't need to type that out on Word. Can you take pictures or can you scan them somehow through your phone, or if you can have that
scan? I can, but the problem is I wrote them all in Korean.
Okay.
So, some of them are in English, some of them are in Korean, some of them are in Japanese because I was living in different countries. So, yeah, that's why I was trying to type it in Word.
How many languages do you speak?
Four.
That is amazing.
Well, it's not that amazing. There's numerous people who speak several languages.
I get very fascinated by that. By the way, English is my second language. I speak languages that are spoken in South Africa. I've been there. So that is basically my background. I also speak an Asian language. Yeah. So technically four languages here as well. I speak Zulu, Afrikaans, and I also am well-spoken in English. I can count that as my second language. And I also speak Hindi and Urdu very well.
Wow, I would love to learn Hindi. That's wonderful.
You know, we're going to have this session sometime later, Rose. You know, once we resolve this issue for you, we should have that. You're a very interesting person, Rose. I'm fascinated.
Thank you. But I really don't know, because after I had this kind of miscommunication, it just, to be honest, it made me debate of, should I actually proceed working with you or not?
Okay, I'm going to be very honest with you, Rose. The description that you provided in regards to the diary and the content that you have, it's going to be a lot of work. It's not going to be easy, but nobody was, or David, I believe it was David you were talking to initially, he wasn't able to communicate that with clarity to you. Now that you've mentioned this diary to me, whatever you have in English written, provide that to me, and we can take that further. Whatever is in a different language, you can work on the translation and provide that as well. Furthermore, I think nobody told you about the interview sessions, that whatever you send to us, based on that, we're going to have an interview session recorded, and once that is done, we will start to write a draft of the chapter. But before we do that, we'll have to have an outline ready first, because I feel that a need of an outline would be required in this project. Another thing that I want to mention here, Rose, the person that you had a miscommunication with, David, he is actually not going to be a part of your project. It's the project management division, which is entirely under my control. That team is going to be working with you. And, Rose, I just want to give you a fair option. I already told you that the miscommunication was an unfortunate part, and obviously it left a bad taste in your mouth. I'm not going to deny that. Refund is an option that is always open for you at any point of time. So I was thinking that since you have signed up with us and since you have come, you know, this much with us, it's a very short time frame, but I would not like you to go dissatisfied, especially after you spoke to me. You know, Rose, let me tell you something about myself. I'm kind of bragging a little, but I would like to say that. I've always been known to, you know, pull out a trump card out of my sleeve, always been known for a magical, miracle kind of thing to make it happen in a project. So I assure you, and I'm giving you full confidence, that from this day onwards, I'm going to keep check and balance on your project. If you're not satisfied with your project manager, I'm going to change that and assign one of my team members specifically to take care of you. So from here onwards, if there is anything at all that makes you skeptical, shady, or dissatisfied, you just tell me refund, and we're not going to have any conversation or any discussion on that. Trust me. You're not going to go in circles. And I give you my word, I'm going to process the refund, no questions asked. Sounds like a fair deal?
It does, but I was just concerned because after I actually proceed with you, and then if I have the same kind of feeling again, then it just doesn't seem right for me asking a refund at all. Because
to
the fact that you helped in some kind of point, but currently since I didn't receive, that's why I was trying to get the refund and just move on to a different.
No, not at all. You're a customer. See, Rose, let me explain something to you. As a consumer, you have the right to ask for a refund if something is not going according to you, even if it's like the smallest thing. And I'm telling you that you've spoken to me. I would personally take care of your project. I'm not asking for a lot of time. At least just wait for the first draft or the first session to go through. I'm also going to introduce you to one of my team members. Talk to her. Check out the first draft. If it doesn't make any sense to you, we talk about the refund. We're not going to pull this through months, okay? We're just talking about like a week or two. That's when you need to make your final decision. And I promise you, I'm not going to bother you. It's not going to be a lot of work.
Okay. Then
come on, Rose. I know you want to say yes.
Well, I don't want to write the book, but it's just since I have, I really have lack of knowledge of writing. My major is something way different, so I do need a lot of help.
What is your major, by the way?
It's international law.
Oh,
so
my God. You made it even more interesting. Yeah, you made it even more interesting, Rose. Law. And how did you end up thinking about writing this book, by the way?
It was just a little, you know, everyone has their bucket list, and it was one of them, and I really wanted to come out right. And I'm not saying that David or Carl did anything wrong. It's just for me, it didn't feel right. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make them in a bad position or anything.
No, I understand that. I completely understand that. As I said, Rose, it was a miscommunication and it wasn't handled properly. And that's the reason why I had to jump in, monitor everything, investigate things, and I don't think it's that big of an issue, although they could have handled it more professionally, you know. They could have been precise, and if they asked you about the diary, if you have a diary, then that's not a problem at all. So, Rose?
But I just really want to confirm. What I was informed that ghostwriting part would be additional price, and for me, as I've mentioned, the diary is just like a draft for the book. It's not in a word that would
be. That's fine. You know,
I've book-wise word.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. I actually received a manuscript from a customer, which would not technically be called a manuscript because it was all written on sticky notes. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your diary is 1,000 times better than sticky notes. Can you imagine how I made that work? Sticky notes. Literally sticky notes.
Okay.
The yellow sticky notes. You know the ones that you put up on your fridge?
Yes.
Those ones.
Like post-its. Okay.
So
I think
it's not going to be worse than that. And trust me, I managed to have that book published. It's still live. My customer is getting the royalties. So everything is up and up. And I feel, Rose, nothing is impossible in this world. If you are determined, if you're focused, and you are such a strong woman, I think we can make this work, Rose. Especially, I actually want to be a part of your project after, you know, talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, would it be okay then? I will try to, but it's just awkward for me because I just told David and Carl that I just really want to cancel the contract and I don't want to work with you. And after that,
it's just a different team. I will take care of you. Forget about them. Forget about everything. It's a new start, new beginning. We're turning a new page. Consider this like this. I'm the first person you're talking to in this company. And I promise you, Rose, I don't make false promises. I promise you, and I'm giving you my word. 2 months, 3 months from now, when we are launching your book, when you are holding your book in your hands, you know, the physical copy, the happiness and the satisfaction it's going to provide you, it's going to leave you speechless. And I promise you that I'm going to be there telling you that, Rose, I told you so. And I've done that multiple times. So let's give it a shot. It's not a persuasion from my end. It's just that I don't like to let my clients go dissatisfied. That's all it is.
Then just one more thing. When you have time, could you look through my contract? Because that's what David promised with me, and there were promised in words as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure that your team can actually do the things that is in the contract as
I already reviewed your contract, Rose, before I came on this call. I do my homework, you know. I review everything, and then I actually listen to the client's end, and on the basis of that, I determine the best resolution, a win-win for you and the company. But to be very honest, I've always been known for advocating or lawyering up on behalf of the customer. It's a bad rep of being in a company, to be very honest. But I love doing that. See, book writing is my passion. So I just do it for fun, you know. It just keeps me going. It's my fuel. So, yeah, one thing I want to clarify, Rose, you don't need to pay anything additional for that. I understand the part where you said you needed a lot of help. It makes sense. You have a skeleton. It's not written properly. That's why you didn't think about sending it in. And since it's in multiple languages, so it completely makes sense. There's no confusion now. It's the same package. It's the same contract that we're following, and you don't need to pay anything additional. It's a little extra work, but we can handle that. My team specifically can handle that with no problem. Let's give it a shot. See for 10 to 15 days how it's going to go, and if it doesn't make sense to you, come back to me, take your money. Fair?
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Rose, and we really need to have a conversation. I would really like to hear more about you, okay? So at this point of time, I'm going to let you go, and you will be receiving either a call or an email today from my end or one of my team members. I just need to find my best person and check their availability. As soon as they're available, I'm going to have them give you a quick call just for a nice speaking session, and we'll continue from there. Meanwhile, can you do me a favor? Can you have your manuscript, the diary scanned for pages that are in English? Can you do that?
I'm currently almost writing it down, so I'll send it in Word, and I'll send some scan as well.
Perfect, perfect, Rose. I would recommend you not to do all the hard work. Do not type it out. My team will take care of that. Just simply scan it and send it to us. We will extract the English parts ourselves. So that's not a problem. Okay?
Okay. Just please, could you let your team, make one of your team is send an email, then I'll send it on that side.
Perfect, perfect. That sounds great to me, Rose.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time once again, and I wish you a great day ahead.
Okay, for you too. Thank you for your help.
All right. Okay, take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.